Despite calls from some legislators, so far the FCC has not weighed in on the question of disclosure in VNRs. This week, the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, also thwarted Congress by refusing to intervene in a dispute over another aspect of the media business, TV ratings. When Nielsen replaced its paper diaries with automatic set-top boxes in New York last year, the Fox Broadcasting Network backed some minority groups protesting that the new system undercounted them. Why Fox? It turns out that the more accurate meters showed it was losing viewers to cable, a trend that will soon become clear for all to see in stunningly intimate detail. According to a story in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine, Nielsen's competitor, Arbitron, will soon be testing a brand new audience measurement device called the Portable People Meter. It's a plastic box the size of a pager that volunteers will wear throughout their waking hours and that will eventually record virtually all their media consumption. John Gertner, who wrote the Times story, says the small box is putting big smiles on the faces of advertisers, who, of course, largely determine what gets produced on television in the first place. Traditional Nielsen data, says Gertner, has simply not kept up with the ever-expanding TV universe.
At this point, the average Nielsen family gets something like 104 channels delivered to their home. What that does is it splits members of households into all sorts of smaller slices. To compound that, Nielsen isn't measuring everybody in the country. They only measure, on their national sample that is, about 8,000 households. So if you divide that 8,000 households by, say, the number of channels and the number of television sets, it gets harder and harder to get an accurate reading of these smaller channels. And the other problem with measuring television in the house is it's very expensive. It takes quite a bit of legwork, and people are more and more using media out of home. At the moment, something like 10 to 20% of television is watched out of the house, in bars, in hospitals, airport terminals. The people at Arbitron wondered if maybe it would be better to measure the person as opposed to the appliance.
And the way that you describe the Arbitron device in your piece is that it tracks media consumption by the sound that the media emits. How do they do that?
The engineers at Arbitron began with a couple of military contractors and some other academic advisors to look at this idea called psychoacoustic masking. Psychoacoustic masking places an electronic digital code just beneath the frequency of the sound we hear. The engineers at Arbitron hoped that by getting every channel, whether it be television or radio in the country, to encode their broadcasts with this kind of digital repeating code, their portable people meter could then pick up the code. The CEO of Arbitron believes that eventually all media with sound will be encoded. That includes DVDs, video games, supermarket music, anything we could think of, really.
And the fascinating application of all of this is that if you get up and go to the bathroom wearing this meter, they'll know that you've skipped the commercials. And if you're passing a bunch of televisions on sale in some store and you stop in front of a TV where a show is playing, they'll even pick up that momentary exposure.
That's right. It does change the definition of what it means to consume media. If advertisers are becoming increasingly unhappy with their ability to get accurate readings in a world where technology is becoming more portable, well, this portable people meter follows that trend in a lot of ways. And it also has a motion sensor. So they know if the people they've recruited aren't wearing it one day, they know they can contact it and say, hey, what's up? They've done some trials in Philadelphia, and it's shown that people who actually wore this meter listened to twice as many radio stations than they'd ever previously noted in their old diary system. I find that not surprising. I think there's a lot of media coming at us all different ways, and I think a lot of times it fails to make an impression in the sense that we can't necessarily recall it at the end of the day if we were to write it down.
Obviously, the quest to more accurately measure media consumption is driven by the advertiser's deeply held conviction that advertisements actually work. But has that premise ever really been adequately tested?
It will be tested probably next year. At the moment, Arbitron and VNU, which is the parent company of Nielsen, have gotten together using this portable people meter to try something called Project Apollo, which in effect will look at I guess you could say, cause and effect. Cause being the advertisements and the effect being the buying. And if this portable people meter registers, well, this person listened to these specific ads, and then the same person bought these specific products. The hope is to give advertisers a better sense of what works in advertising and what tactical approaches to advertising succeed.
How do they go about tracking the purchases?
Nielsen already tracks purchases through what's called home scan data, where they have a very large group of thousands of Americans who already note all their purchases. What Apollo does is sort of integrate the advertising aspect with the home scan aspect. So in other words, a family that already scans their purchases, those families will also be metered for advertising.
John, as somebody who's researched this, would you step forward and take on a portable people meter yourself?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't mind being an anonymous media consumer.
But don't you want them to serve you better? I mean, the advertisers with their products and the programmers with their programs. You could have an inordinate amount of influence on the whole process.
I think one of the nice things about measurement is that you do have a vote in the culture. I think one of the perhaps more unsettling things is they know you better than they ever knew you before.
I can see a wonderful time in the future where we're all implanted with a microchip at birth.
That may be some marketer's dream, to really find out. The chip in the head would certainly tell them whether we're concentrating on the advertisement in front of us or not.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brooke.
John Gertner wrote the cover story in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine entitled, Our Ratings, Ourselves.